Okay. I don't even know why I'm doing this. It's 2 a.m. I've had half a bottle of wine, and I can't stop thinking about what happened. God, this is so fucked up. I slept with my mother-in-law. Not some flirty joke or accidental touch. I fucked her. Shit. I can't believe I just said that out loud. It happened 2 months ago. We were alone. My husband had taken the kids to his brother's for the weekend, and I stayed back to help her reorganize the attic. The fucking attic. She touched my wrist when I was holding a photo of her when she was younger, and I looked up, and the way she looked at me. I swear I stopped breathing. I should have pulled away. I should have said something, but I didn't. I just let her lean in, let her kiss me, let her slide her hand down my stomach and under my shirt, like she'd done it 100 times before. And I didn't stop her. I moaned into her mouth like I wanted it, like I'd been waiting for her. We ended up in her bedroom, door wide open, and she told me. She told me she'd been dreaming about this for years. She kissed my thighs so slowly, like she was trying to remember the taste of me. I came with her tongue buried so deep inside me, I thought I was going to black out. God. I screamed her name. And then I went home and kissed my husband goodnight, like none of it ever happened. But it did. It keeps happening. Every time we visit. Last weekend, she made me come in her walk-in closet while the kids were playing outside. I bit her shoulder to keep from moaning too loud. She just laughed and said I was hers now. She's right. I am. I'm addicted to her. And I think I want her more than I want him. Please tell me I'm not the only one who's fucked up like this. Or at least tell me you came listening to it. Because I did. Twice. Hey, so I read your message. God, I didn't think anyone would actually respond. Let alone say that much. You said you came listening to my voice, that you imagined it was you on your knees between my legs instead of her. Fuck. Okay, you asked me what it felt like when her mouth was on me, when her hands held my thighs open like she owned them, like I was some sweet, wet secret she was finally allowed to taste. It felt like drowning. Like heat, like shame curling inside me and begging to be let out. She whispered to me while she licked, told me how tight I was, how soaked I'd gotten, just from the way she said my name. She made me say hers, over and over, and the way she looked up at me while her tongue. God, I still feel it when I close my eyes. And the worst part, I didn't feel guilty, not even a little. I felt seen, used, worshipped. And when she finally pulled her mouth away from me, she slapped my thigh and said, "Don't come again until I say." I didn't, not for a week. And every time I touched myself, I thought about her. Not him. And now you're here, listening to this. Probably hard again. probably stroking it while I whisper all the fucked up little details you needed. So stroke it for me. If you're going to be in this with me, be all in. You got me wet just from your message. So, let's see what my voice does to you this time. Record your reply. I want to hear it. Hear you. Let's see how filthy this gets. Stroke for me. Slow. Just like that. I can hear you leaking. Good boy. Don't come yet. Not yet. Fuck. I can't. God, I'm soaked. Oh, God. Stroke it. Right there. Don't stop. God, that's it. Faster.
I know you want to come, baby.
She's been so patient for me. Stroking that cock nice and slow. Just like I told you to. You're throbbing, aren't you? I can hear it. In your breath. You're holding on so tight, trying to be good. But that twitch, that's fuck. Your body begging.
Oh God. Yes. Right there.
Poor thing.
Fuck.
So full. So swollen.
Fuck yes.
All that cum just waiting for me.
Oh God.
I'm Would you shaking. Come if I asked you
Don't
to?
Stop. Don't.
If I. Stop. In your ear and told you you've earned it.
Fuck.
Do it. Stroke faster. Show me how much you want it. I want to hear it. That gasp. That moan. I want to feel you shoot for me. Spill it. All of it. Good boy. Go on. Come for me. So, you came again, didn't you? I knew you would. Your message was sweet. Desperate. You tried so hard to sound in control, but I heard it in your voice. That breath you took after you said my name. That little tremble at the end. You're already mine. And if you're going to listen to me, then you're going to obey me. Take it out. Right now. Grip it for me. Slow. Start at the tip. Stroke down, back up, hold. Good. Do you imagine it's her mouth or mine? Or do you not care anymore, so long as someone owns you? She still messages me, you know, tells me how she misses the taste, how no one makes her come like I do, how she dreams about me sitting on her face again. Are you harder now? Stroke. Don't you fucking stop. You're not allowed to come yet. Not until I say. Not until you beg. Say it. Say you're my good boy. Say you'll do whatever I tell you to. Say you belong to this voice. To me. And maybe, If you say it's sweet enough, I'll let you come thinking about my mother-in-law's tongue in my cunt. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll edge you again, and again, and again, until you're leaking onto your sheets, whimpering, ruined. Because that's what good boys do. They listen. They stroke. They wait. And they come when I say. So tell me, are you going to be good? Or do I have to make you suffer for it? Your choice. But either way, you're not leaving this voice. Not now. Not ever. And while you sit there aching for me, I want to hear you say something for once. Let's start your confession. Okay, baby. You've done the stroking. You've taken the denial. You've listened to my voice. Over and over. Let it wreck you. But now, it's your turn. Say it out loud. Tell me what you really think about when you hear my voice. Do you picture me straddling your mouth, my thighs around your face? Do you imagine her too, my mother-in-law, watching you obey me with her hand between her legs? I want you to record yourself right now. Press record. Say your name. Say what you've done for me. What you've stroked to. What you've come to. And tell me who owns your cock now. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you need me to hear it. Because I do. I want to hear your voice shake. I want to hear you gasp when you say her name. I want to know you're fucking leaking just from speaking the truth. And when you're done, send it to me. Or keep it on your phone, locked away. Either way, you'll never hear your voice the same again. Because from now on, your mouth is mine too.